What's up with you, Max Snoop?
I take a plane. Same shit, there's a different day.
Same shit, different day, man.
Yeah.
So, you say you weren't going back to the Hillview?
I went over there, but I came back.
You came back?
Yeah.
Went over there, came back.
In the studio.
So, you know, people going to ask you, like, what happened to your face, show the face?
I ain't going back this shit. Got full of alcohol, Illinois.
For nobody won't think nothing, nobody did nothing to you.
Hell no, you know I ain't worried about this dumb ass shit with you. Fell up in that motherfucking porch, full of alcohol, got escorted out of jail. You know I was thirsty in the motherfucking, man.
Yeah, you fell in there.
You
did that in there.
Yeah.
You fell on the ground, you got full, you was out there trying to smoke a black.
I don't smoke that shit.
And then, boom, you drunk 2 men of those.
Yes, sir.
And you fell on the ground.
That shit over with.
That shit.
Them bumps on.
You want to bump? Now, I got to ask you some questions right quick.
Let's go.
You seen, look, somebody sent me a video of you in court. Look.
Damn. Who did that?
That was in court. They sent it to you. You had a public defender.
Damn. Let me see that again, my friend. What the fuck?
They showed that.
That's me, bro.
Yeah, that's you, nigga. Who else is gonna be?
That's on a Monday.
Yeah, that was on the Monday when I went to court, and that's when they dropped the charges. Then.
Yup.
And you would set me free, bitch.
Yes, sir.
You dig what I'm saying?
I can't go through this shit no more. I'm stopped there. Go through this shit no more. Might stop there.
I was locked up for 4 days. I would never been sober.
I can't go through this shit no more. Stop that. Go through this shit no more. Stop there.
You been seeing that P. Diddy stuff?
P. Diddy? Who the hell?
You don't know P. Diddy? You don't know P. Diddy?
I don't know none of these people. I promise.
You been seeing nothing on the internet about P. Diddy?
Show me.
Let me show you P. Diddy. You don't know nothing about the
P. Diddy.
They say he got exposed. You don't know P. Diddy right there? You don't know P. Diddy?
I don't know nothing about the P. What happened?
The police raided his house. They looking for him.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? They talking about he doing a lot of sex things to people. And the women and the men, they say he messing with men and he messed with Meek Mills. He called Meek Mills daddy one time.
Damn.
You don't know nothing about that?
Mm-mm.
Look.
I don't get involved in shit.
You don't get involved in that?
Yeah, I know.
Look. He called him daddy on one of his little drinks. Getting the sentence to me. He said, you deserve it, daddy. Would you let a man talk to you like that?
What the fuck you on with you?
I'm not on nothing. I'm just...
Man, this nigga, what the fuck you on with you? Come on. The fuck do you on with?
I'm just.
What the fuck you got going,
man? I ain't got nothing going, bro. Why he let the nigga talk to him like this?
Man, he a punk.
He a gay. Did he gay?
Man, I don't know about that gay shit.
But you think he a punk, though?
I don't even look at them punk. I already bumped it. Damn, man. I remember when my mama told me.
I remember what my mama told me.
Tupac.
The Tupac joint.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Who's your favorite artist coming up, bro?
Shit, Tupac.
You love Tupac?
I'm love him, but I bump him. Well, I started out bumping your Jeezy. Then God rest my uncle's soul, he was bumping Tupac. Old Lies on Me.
Oh, so yeah, that was the shit.
Yeah, he was bumping Tupac. I'm bumping Young Jesus, Third Motivation 101. We in this bitch going crazy.
You love this shit, dude.
Hell yeah. He dissing me and I'm dissing him.
On the song, y'all bullshit.
He bumping Tupac. I'm bumping Young Jesus. He dissing me, I'm dissing his ass back. Yeah.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, this is a question everybody want to know, like for real, for real.
What's going on?
When did you start drinking beers, bro? We never asked this question.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I love my grandma. Hold on, I'm gonna keep it real.
Keep it real.
I love my grandma, and I fucked around and just started drinking.
Yeah.
I love my grandma, I ain't gonna lie to you.
And that kind of got to you type
yeah,
shit?
Yeah.
So was you drinking before that?
No, sir.
You weren't drinking at all?
Hell, fuck no. A Fago, fruit punch.
Some shit like that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love my grandma. Boom. I said, damn. Then I had did them damn 4 years. I got out of jail. And my uncles, man.
Mm-hmm.
My uncles, they the ones started me to drinking beer. My uncles, all of them.
So that's where it started for you, like, you know what I'm saying? You started drinking and you
my did, uncles.
Do you think you was depressed and why you started drinking?
I wasn't depressed. It just was a vibe. My uncle and they was drinking beer. I started drinking when I was really fired though.
You started drinking when you were 5 years
yeah,
old?
Yeah. My uncle named Cuckoo, Rich and Pizza Cuckoo, Rich and Pizza, man, Rich and Pizza, all my uncles, man.
Yeah.
I love so many of them people, man. Bye bye, Cuckoo, Kevin, man. I love my Uncle Rich, I love so much. I see, they had started me to drink, they used to put the beer in the bar. They just put the beer in the goddamn, take a sip, and then there I go. Drinking me some goddamn beer. My uncle never told me how to drink beer. God rest his soul.
When you were 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
They used to put liquor in your bottle.
No, beer.
Beer in your bottle.
See it when I was five
years old.
I started drinking cause my uncle then. They used to drink Fogies and shit.
Yeah.
Big Fogies, moonshine.
Yeah.
Smoking junk, nigga. Back in the day, it was good. Look at this earth now.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Damn. I got my drink on my uncle then.
So you was kind of forced to drink.
Who?
They kind of forced you to drink?
Nah, I was never forced to drink no beer. I used to be looking at them drink beer and be like, you know, that beer be looking good at the 4 ounce bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn.
You 5 years old, you trying to sneak it.
Uh-huh.
Every kid is sneaky and I done snuck my mama beer drunk and spit it out.
Man, I used to smoke cigarettes when I was one.
Really?
I used to steal cigarettes that my mama packed.
When he was 1 year old.
Not one or six.
When he was six.
Hell yeah. I ain't even smoked none of that shit. My mama used to go, you know, back in the day when it was, you know, back in the day, you used to write the shit on the card, on the thing, and be like, hey, and take it home,
mm-hmm.
And then give you back to it.
Yeah.
That food stamp shit.
Yeah, you know? I know what you're talking about.
I used to do that. My mama used to do that shit. My mama used to send me to go to the store, boy. Give me a pack of this. Give me a pack of this. Give me a pack of this.
Yep.
Pack of this. And bring my receipt. Food stamp coupons. You hear me?
Yep. Man.
Hell yeah.
So you drink? You was drinking when you was five.
I started drinking when I was five.
Damn. So when you got older, was you heavily drinking?
Oh, when I got, when I had my daughter.
When you had your first daughter?
Yeah.
Started drinking a lot more?
Hell yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. See, when I lost my grandma, I started drinking hit me as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was calling it kicking with my uncle. He was getting drunk. I'm getting drunk. Bumper's getting drunk.
Yeah, you're going to get drunk if your uncle getting drunk. You're going to do it too. Shit, y'all having a good time.
Yes, sir. Indeed. I hate to say this, but I don't mean to say it. I hate to see that man in the cage.
It fucked you up.
A couple of my uncles. My uncles, I had to bury my mama. Then I had to bury my mama. I had to bury my granddaddy. So I'm like, okay, let go. I'm going to let God deal with this.
Yeah. It was a little too much at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let God deal with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The devil ain't hear no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then, look, I get out of, I go to the hill to check on a person I fuck with. It's a hard pill to swallow, man.
So when you go check on what they was dead, they had passed away?
Hell yeah.
Damn.
I was in Atlanta. My uncle died. Then I was in Atlanta. My mama died. So I'm like, damn. The fish ain't biting.
It's too much for you.
Hell yeah. I'm like, I'm going back and forth. I get back. I go from Atlanta. My phone ring. Your granddaddy died. On my dad's side, you remember?
Yeah.
Then on my grandma's side, on my, see, I got two granddads I had to bury, man.
Mm-hmm.
He was 81 when he died, my granddad on my mama's side.
Yeah.
My, I said, damn. So I said, I just sit back and just say, fuck this shit. I sit back and I never seen back looking at the ball like, I'm full of alcohol and you know I'm alcohol.
So that's when you just start drinking like.
Hell yeah. So I'm full of alcohol and I know I'm alcohol. I just had to come up with something, man.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hold on.
All right. That's why I had to claim over there, you know what I'm saying, man. I was looking at the wall. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was looking at the wall and something said, I'm going to go here and come up with something. I said, I'm going to come with this young. I'm full of alcohol and I know I act a fool.
Let me ask you some more stuff.
Let go.
So, you drinking and you know what I'm saying, you trying to get over your people dying and stuff like this. So, I mean, people want to ask you this stuff. Now, this another thing. Do I make you do this stuff? You be wanting to.
Hell no.
You want to come up here and do this, right?
Man, I been doing this shit.
You want to come up? You like being on the camera and being people seeing you rap,
you
okay?
You ain't put no fucking gun in my head. You can't tell me what to do. I salute you.
I appreciate it. So let me ask you this. When did you start losing your teeth?
Man, bro, I was young as hell. When I was 18, I had slug nose.
Yeah, a lot of goals. Mm-hmm. And you gotta take care of them goals.
Yeah. I was a young nigga with all them goals and shit and cutters, shivers. Man, I was a young nigga with that shit, bro, selling dope.
Mm-hmm.
You're my fortune cookie. So I had one Bobby, Gucci, all that shit.
All that shit.
You
been doing it.
I pumped on my life.
What's the most money you ever had at one time?
Oh, talking about one day?
Like, the most money you had all at one time.
Talking about one day?
Yeah, we say one day, man.
Talking about how much money I made in one day?
Yeah.
About $20,000.
Damn.
Selling them fortune cookies.
Selling the fortune cookies?
Hell yeah. Probably made more than that.
What you put money up, you was spending it how you was getting it?
I was getting that shit. Fuck the police.
You like, fuck the police?
Yeah, I'm young, nigga.
Uh-huh.
I'm young, so then they would shock me. I wasn't even drinking beer at all, you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, my goddamn daughter.
That's gonna change everything, though.
Boy, boy, boy.
Had a daughter and said, boy, boy, boy.
Man, goddamn.
Change everything then, boy.
Had my little daughter.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no love like a child, bro.
Ain't no love in this city, man.
Ain't no love in Memphis.
Had my little baby. stepped at the fucking stage. You hear me?
Stepped on the stage then.
Stepped on that bitch. And it's a blessing when you had your... I'm printed in with, bro.
What's her name?
Stacy.
Fuck you talking about. Shout out to Stacy.
I'm printed in with.
So I want to take you, you know, do you want to get your mouth done and stuff?
Man, I'm ready to come out all white.
Fuck you talking about. You ready to do that?
Hell yeah.
Fuck you talking about. You think you can stop drinking?
Nah. Only reason I can stop drinking when I'm eating.
And you barely be eating. I ain't know.
Who? I eat, motherfucker. I eat.
You be fucking some shit up.
I probably eat chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Green spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Hot water, cornbread, corn. Man, I eat all the shit. This a problem. See, when I be walking, I eat liver cheese, cold cut sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how I move.
See, they don't see you doing it, so they think exactly. You're not doing it.
They think I'm starving. I don't eat. I eat every fucking day.
Eat much as you can. Together.
Every time the store open, I'm going to give me one of these bitches.
It's a liver cheese.
Give me $2 worth of liver cheese. Give me $2 worth of ham cheese. Give me a crap. A bag of cheese. Man, I don't play with these motherfuckers. Eat my ass off. They think I don't eat. You hear me?
Do people think because you be drunk, you're not paying attention?
I ain't fuck these people. I eat my ass off. I can go in a woman house who I never met and be like, hey, tell her how did she pour me?
They love Max Snoop.
Come here.
Mm-hmm.
I go in that damn house and you know, no women, most of these niggas be wanting to fuck a bitch. I don't be worried about this shit.
You know? They like that. Women like me ain't trying to fuck them.
I ain't worried about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you something. You mind about looking at a little TV or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And they gonna sit and watch TV with you.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like Mama Gay said, let's get it on, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm finna say. You think you gonna have some more kids?
Hell fuck no. No, sir. Well, no, nah, don't drink me. You think you gonna have some more kids?
Hell fuck no.
I'm through with them damn
thing. You through with them damn
thing? Yeah, I got two little girls and one.
One little boy. Two little girls, one little boy.
I'm scared of that kid shit.
For real, bro.
Hell yeah.
Well, you gotta stop hitting them raw.
I did that shit when I was young, boy. I was about 17, 18. I'm 37, bro.
You turned 38 right now. It's Sunday. Ain't that your birthday?
March 31st, 1985.
Happy birthday, man.
Appreciate it, mate.
Happy birthday. I just thought about it.
Damn. My nigga. I forgot my damn self.
Today is Max Snoop's birthday while we on camera. This was not.
Damn.
This is not. Matter of fact. Man,
damn.
I'm going to give him some on camera, man, because today is his birthday.
Damn.
He turned 38.
Thank you, man. I forgot like a motherfucker.
I ain't forget. Look, I got you up here, man. Today your birthday, man. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot like a motherfucker, Wiggy.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, 200 birthday, man.
200, you on scrap thing, 200, you on scrap thing, 200. 200 and I'm locked in, 200 and I'm locked in.
Happy birthday, my nigga.
200 and I'm locked in, 200 and I'm locked in.
See, we gonna go
200 in them locked in. 200 in them locked in.
Man, today my nigga birthday. He 38 today.
Thank and God.
Everybody don't get a chance to turn 38.
Thank God.
Yeah, what?
Thank God.
What that joint?
Thank God.
We gotta bump our joint.
Man, they bump this bitch.
We need to bump that joint we did.
Hold on. They bump this bitch. I pray to God.
Man, listen. It's crazy. How we know today we're gonna be your birthday?
I don't know. I be losing. I be on some more shit, man.
Damn, today your birthday. We on camera, man. That's a beautiful thing, man. Like
I be forgetting. I don't even know my damn own birthday, man. You hear me? I be getting fucked up. You hear me?
You be getting fucked up. We know that.
I be getting fucked up.
We know.
I be getting fucked up.
We don't, nigga.
I be getting fucked up like a motherfucker.
Wanna do some music on your birthday, man?
Hell yeah.
Wanna rap some beats? Let's see what's going on.
Yes, sir. What? I ain't even know that shit, bro.
I wish we would have known we would have some bitches up here for you.
Nah, I don't want no bitch.
Want a bitch? Want a bitch?
Bitches be sending me to jail. Yeah. Bitches send me to jail every time.
Every time you cuddle up.
Every time I get locked up.
Every time he cuddle up.
I get locked up.
He get locked up.
I don't want no bitch.
They come with problems.
Every time, it's like this, bro. Every time you're around a woman, it's going to be something that she going to bring up and make you mad in the pool.
Man.
Pitiful.
You're gonna bring
up something old as well. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, they love bringing up old stuff, don't they?
You know what they do? They'll bring up something happened so
long ago.
Years ago. I'm talking about months ago, my
like,
man.
Damn, I thought you forgive me for that shit.
And then you call to bring the same shit up. Man, yep. Get your ass on.
Yeah, for real.
Then the party pulled up, locking me up every time.
I ain't got time for this shit.
Huh?
I ain't got time for this shit. No more lockups, man.
No, sir.
No.
I can do bad by myself.
Let me ask you this, because you know everything we mean, you've been dropping number hits, right?
Yep.
So if somebody want to sign, because everybody think that you signed to me.
I ain't signed to nobody.
Exactly. Like I be trying to tell you, this my dog. This my nigga.
Yes, sir.
I like him. I was fucking with him before y'all knew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Been letting him rap on the beat.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So
I ain't signed no motherfucker.
I'm saying, would you sign with somebody?
No.
You don't never want to sign.
I signed with Jesus Christ. Him?
Jesus Christ.
I signed with Jesus Christ.
That's it. All right, on that note, let's cut some beats on your birthday, man. See what we can come up with. Hey, what it do, man? It's Wicked Film Boxed In. Hey, man, tag some people y'all think we should interview next. We got a lot of great interviews coming out, but I want to see who y'all want us to interview. You know what I'm saying? So tag some people y'all want us to interview next, and we'll see what's up. Thank y'all. Boxed In, Wicked Film.
Make a hit,